It's Tuesday, May 12, 2026. I'm Richard Davis with KNU's Local News Now. Today's the last day to return ballots by mail in Flagstaff's May 19 special election to ratify the city's Regional Land Use Plan 2045. The plan guides decisions on numerous issues, including development, climate action, affordability, and other long-term priorities. If approved, it would become the city's general plan, replacing the existing Regional Plan 2030. After today, ballots can be returned to secure drop boxes throughout the city until 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 19th. There will be no polling places on Election Day. A presentation on the plan scheduled for Thursday at Flagstaff City Hall. The Trump administration's pushing national park, refuge, and wilderness area managers to scale back hunting restrictions. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum issued an order in January to remove what he called unnecessary barriers to hunting and fishing and justify regulations they want to keep in place. The order applies to 55 national park sites in the lower 48 states. Managers at various locations have already lifted bans on hunting stands that damage trees, using vehicles to retrieve animals, and hunting along trails. Burgum's order comes as hunting continues to decline in the face of increasing urbanization. More than 5,800 workers left public lands jobs in 8 Mountain West states last year because of layoffs, retirements, reassignments, or other departures. A new analysis finds declines across agencies, including the Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Geological Survey. The losses range from 11% in Wyoming to 26% in Colorado, compared to the number of employees in 2024. Some of the employees now report directly to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and were part of a reorganization last year that moved thousands of human resources, information technology, and finance and communications staff from separate agencies to the Secretary's office. Senator Mark Kelly and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth are again trading barbs in their ongoing public feud. On Sunday's Face the Nation on CBS, Kelly discussed what he called the shocking depletion of weapons stockpiles used to bomb Iran. Hegseth responded by accusing Kelly of speaking about a supposedly classified Pentagon briefing and saying White House legal counsel will review it. Kelly then pointed out the information was shared by Hegseth himself in a public hearing. Kelly went on to slam the cost of President Donald Trump's war in Iran and the varying justifications for the attack. Forecasters in the Valley have issued an extreme heat warning through tonight as temperatures are predicted to exceed 100 degrees. KJZZ reports the National Weather Service says heat-related illnesses could increase significantly during triple digits. The heat's expected to stick around for the week, with slight relief possible Friday. Officials recommend people seek shade and wear sunscreen and light clothing. Phoenix had its first 100-degree days of the year in March during an unprecedented heat wave. May 11th is the average day for the city to hit 100 degrees, and it averages 111 days in the triple digits. A proposed natural gas pipeline from New Mexico to Arizona has cleared a Navajo Nation legislative hurdle. Capital in Maine reports the Navajo Resources and Development Committee granted Tallgrass Energy right-of-way for a section of pipeline near Shiprock. Tallgrass says it intends to move natural gas, or a blend of hydrogen and natural gas, over 234 miles of Navajo Nation lands. If constructed, the underground pipeline would arc from Shiprock, New Mexico, towards the Utah-Arizona border, before dropping down to skirt Hopi, cross the Little Colorado River, and end just southwest of Cameron. According to the company, the project would bring revenue to 13 Navajo chapters. However, environmentalists and some community members worry the pipeline could harm the environment. Crews on the Kaibab National Forest have contained the 150-acre wildfire about 16 miles west of Jacob Lake. The Slide Canyon fire was first reported Sunday evening and burned near the Kanab Creek Wilderness on the North Kaibab Ranger District. The cause is under investigation.
For KNU Local News Now on this Tuesday, May the 12th, 2026, I'm meteorologist Lee Bourne. A little early for this summer-like heat, but it is what we've got on this Tuesday. High temperatures 15 degrees plus above average for this time of year. Mountain locations, mid-upper 80s. Navajo and Apache counties, low mid-90s. Prescott region, low mid-90s. And the Verde Valley in the low 100s. This is the final day of the heat wave, although we're unseasonably warm here. Right through the remainder of the work week, we are windy on our Wednesday. This will raise fire weather concerns, less wind and warmth in the forecast for us late week, and winds maybe on the increase again, once again this weekend.
This is KNAU.